AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, you made it through Thanksgiving. You made it through. Maybe your pants are a little tight. That's fine. Go get on ClassPass and go do one bar class and then have some more eggnog. I don't know. I'm not judging you. I want you to feel good. December's my favorite month. It's my birth month.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to be 21 years old. I can drink alcohol.
Finally.
I'm going to drink all the alcohol.
We've been waiting.
I'm so excited for my birthday. Hello. Welcome to a very special bonus episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Erden Marine. I'm up in Hollywood with my friend.
Tana.
Tana, you're looking very not tan right now.
Hey, you know how the winter goes.
It's tough going.
But we live in LA, so I don't have an excuse.
You need to install a tanning bed, clearly, at your workplace and be tanning. You need to come into work in a tankini and tan. All day, every
tankini.
Day. Listen, guys, I hope you made it through Thanksgiving. I'm sure some family member may have pissed you off. I don't know. I don't know if somebody was like, how's that art career going?
Or said something about immigrants.
Yeah, or said something about, like maybe we should build the wall. Or it was when are you going to get a business degree? Give up your art dreams. I don't know. Or like, boy, I really like that last boyfriend you had. You know, like, you know what I mean?
Did that ever happen to you?
No, they didn't like anybody. Oh, okay. But you don't know. Or like, wow, your sister's doing really well. I don't know what happened for you, but I'm sure something was triggering. And hopefully, rather than punch somebody's lights out, you just went down to the basement, plugged in some earphones, and watched episode 1 of Bachelor Australia like we told you to. And so, as promised, we're here to, with our open, loving arms to catch you and be like, just give in. It's December. As I said, it's my birthday. I am accepting gifts. But first, my gift for you is, here's our episode 2.
Yes.
I do want to talk about a little gossip in the Bachelor America Nation. Ooh. Apparently, Demi and Christian broke up.
I heard.
I mean, I liked them very much as a couple.
Yeah.
I felt like, I mean, it was Demi's first relationship as far as we know. So maybe it's for the best, but like,
I mean, maybe they'll get back together. Who
exactly.
knows? After she does some exploring.
She's got some exploring to do.
Yeah.
And I heard allegedly that John Paul Jones and also Tayshia broke up, but that again, felt a little manufactured.
I think he moved to LA.
I mean, that's
interesting. That's what happens in the end.
We should get him to come to the live show.
I know.
He's a wild card. We should ask Wells if he can. I'm sure he can bring. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Although, as we saw from that show with Derek, he's mad at podcasts.
Yeah. I don't know. Can we ask him to do a podcast?
Will you do my podcast and then then not yell at me about it.
Or you think he'll accuse us of trying to hook up with fans.
I've been trying to sleep with all of our listeners. I'm so sorry, Orange County ladies. I should have hit on you. That's so fucked up
Arden,
of me.
Oh, God. You've been really problematic.
The Orange County crew that comes, I'm just like all over them. I'm really sorry. Listen. I've been doing my book rewrites, and I have some steam to blow off. Mm-hmm. And so I also want to remind you guys, steam to blow off, it'll be basically a continuation of my birthday weekend, is going to be the live show Sunday, December 15th at Dynasty Typewriter. We'll be there.
Yes.
We
won't be there.
Paget Brewster will be there.
Yes.
Robbie B. Robbie Benedicted Tito will be there. We've got Erin Foley, who's now writing on One Day at a Time.
Yeah.
We have... another, my boo from another mother. I don't even think that's a thing. Wells Adams.
Yes.
And my future Amazing Race partner, Lance Bass. Yes. We recorded an audition tape.
Yeah,
I'll show it to you. And then we also have with us Kirsten Vangsness, also from Criminal Minds. Tickets are $15.
Hot lineup.
That's a hot lineup. And it's a small theater. You can get real close. Don't be too close and weird. Like, you can be close, but not too close. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, be cool, man. Be cool.
Be cool. Like, we know people are flying in for it. We appreciate people flying in. They've emailed us that they're flying in, so that's going to be fun. But here's the thing. Email us. What do you think about this first episode that you saw? Have you already watched the second episode? Here's our second episode. And if you want more, there's more up. Mm-hmm. Like, we're doing the whole season.
Yep.
So... episode one, now I assume you guys have watched it, bachelorarchive.com. You put in your email, you watch on Chrome, episode season 7, Matt Agnew. I thought, what I thought was Eleanor, but it's Helena, but it's Elena. I thought she had a really strong showing in the first episode. I felt like the scientist who put the tattoo on his heart,
Chelsea, had
a very strong showing.
Yes, he liked that.
I'm obsessed with the bride with her lips, which is crazy train.
Who gets upset over her friend.
Yes.
Even though clearly her friend's not staying.
I loved Vaku and her rolled out
runway,
rug.
Yeah.
Yes. We have our first Persian contestant that I'm aware
Sogand,
of.
Yeah.
Sogand is so Sogand.
Yeah.
And then if he seems to really like Ellie by the campfire. I like Ellie.
I like Ellie too.
She's a nurse and she just seems like a nice, easy, like there's She's no sweet. One like Ellie ever on the US edition.
No.
I wish
That's
there
unfortunate.
Was. So I hope you guys enjoy this. And if you want more, you can join our Patreon. Mm-hmm. Will you accept this rose? Literally, it's like $5. We do this stuff all year. But this to us, we're giving this to you because we truly just want you guys to watch the show because it's like so fun. And if the holidays are hard for you, I'm not even lying. This will get you through till like January 3rd.
Yeah. Truly, you can just sit down, binge watch, and then listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
And that's like
and then you wake up. It's like
hours,
the TV version of Prozac. Maybe you hit some like super sales. You order yourself a makeup palette. You put on, you like contour your, you do YouTube videos. You have a fully contoured face. You get some Kylie Jenner makeup now that she's a billionaire. You know, I don't know, but do whatever you need to do to get between now. I personally love the holidays, but like I know some people don't love the holidays. So like if you don't love it or... Yeah. Like, here's your Prozac to get you through. Here's your CBD oil in a podcast.
Yes. So, you know, get to it. It's very easy to watch. Yeah. Someone has made it quite accessible for everybody.
True story.
Yeah.
Well, all right, guys.
And watch these Australians date.
Oh, my God.
They don't date like the Americans. It's quite interesting to watch.
Yeah. He sometimes looks really hot and sometimes looks really nerdy, and I love it.
I go back and forth being like, he's hot, to like, God, he's so dorky.
His floral shirts. I have on my desktop a photo of him looking so lame when he was driving, when he went with the coal miner on the date. In the car.
Oh, Monique.
Yeah, when he was like with Monique and he's like, couldn't believe he had like a sexy lady in his car. And it was so lame. This photo. Sorry, you can cut this down. There's that photo.
Oh, gosh.
It's so lame. He's like, I got a girl in the car. I got a sexy girl. I'm a scientist.
Yeah.
Boobs.
Boobs.
Okay. All right, you guys. Well, Our live show will be up on the podcast, and then we'll be back in January.
Yeah.
We're doing the draft pick, so come pick with us at the live show.
Yeah, we're going to have printouts so you guys can fill it out as we're going along.
Yeah, you can do it too. You can turn it in. You do it too. All right. Well, all right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you can. Oh, yeah, you can.
This is an herbal essence commercial. I hope he picks me. Surely he's gonna pick me.
Welcome to a very special bonus episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine. I am so excited to be breaking down episode 2 of a so far fantastic season of Bachelor in Paradise Australia. For those of you listening at home, if you have any issues, email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. But basically, there is a, on our Patreon page, there is a link you can go to. There's this database. All you need to do is just
make an account.
You just give them your email and you make sure you watch it on your Chrome browser. And it's season 7 of Bachelor Australia that you're watching at home.
Message us on Patreon as well.
Yep. So either one, you can just be like, hey, I'm having trouble, but we'll make sure you hook it up and you can safely and legally be watching it with no problem. Okay, so here we are. To my right, we have a woman who has a beautiful dog and a Band-Aid on her arm, and it looks like a Kabbalah bracelet, but I don't think it is. Miss Tana Hosnier.
Hi,
Anna.
I love Kabbalah.
I know you're super into Kabbalah.
I just read Demi Moore's autobiography.
You did? You read it?
I don't know the difference. I can't read. I listened to it.
Give me the three juiciest hot goss pieces of it.
Oh, well, I won't say anything's juicy. It's just like the saddest book you'll ever read.
Really?
A woman whose life was so hard and you're like, ugh. Like, it was, I remember I would, every day I'd be like, oh, okay, something good happened to her. And then I'd be like, oh my God.
Oh, it's hard.
It's tough.
Do we like Bruce Willis at the end of it or no?
By the end, yes. At one point he tells her, I don't know if I want to be married. And she's like, oh, fuck you, Bruce Willis.
And she's like in Idaho probably at that point.
Yeah.
Mm. What? She went to Idaho?
Yeah, they live in Idaho. Okay, wait.
They raised their kids there.
Tallulah, Scout, and?
Rumor.
Ugh. Across from me, a woman in a beautiful striped cashmere sweater. Oh. A woman with a nice dog on her phone. A custom case. She's a brilliant stand-up comedian. You can find out about her shows on her Instagram handle. But she hosts a monthly show called All That Jazz with
Andrea Rosen at Skiptown Playhouse.
And it's Lisa Delario.
Yay, me.
Lisa.
So now you're 2 episodes in on Bachelor. Are you loving it?
It's like what my life was missing.
You love it, right?
Yes.
You love it. You're all in.
I really love it. I'm very invested.
I want to say I feel you like this it, pairing, right? Your pairing, you love it, right? You're going to drink the Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
That was very Emma of you, and I loved it. To your left, or to my left looking at you, you're right. I mean, when I say Norse god, when I say Thor, the next Thor, you might know him. He's the next Thor. He's a brilliant stand-up comedian. He was so funny last week. Ladies and gentlemen, MK Paulson.
Yay!
MK, our fans have been enjoying you.
Thank you.
I bet you have a podcast, correct? And a
I
show.
Do have a podcast.
Tell us about your podcast.
I have a podcast. It's a podcast I do with my roommate called Roommates for Life. That's the number 4 and LYFE. You can find us on where all podcasts can be found. And I run a weekly stand-up show called Golden Hour in Mid-City.
In Los Angeles.
In L.A. Yeah.
How often do you do that show?
Every Sunday night.
Great.
It's a great show.
Of course it is, because you're a hilarious stand-up. Both of you are hilarious stand-ups.
You are too, honey.
Thanks,
bunny.
Thanks, guys.
You're amazing.
Oh, my God. I'm taking a one-year stand-up breather, the JJ circle of life. The JJ circle, I'm like, I don't need to get judged by strangers in a bar for 1 year. From Janet, it's my, what do people do when they, like, in the past, like, it's...
Sabbatical?
I'm taking a sabbatical.
Are you still touring, though, or
I actually canceled. I just was like, I can't... I feel like I am touring with the podcast. Right. Like, I love doing the podcast.
Because that's fun.
And I actually love doing stand-up, but, like, I felt like I, for those of you who don't know, my mom passed away in March, and I was just like, I'm going to give myself a full year of, like, not adding that on. I think extra weekends I could be under a weighted blanket watching Bachelor Australia.
Oh, yes. And I mean, stand-up's hard enough when you don't have trauma.
Yeah, so I thought, but after that, I'll go back on, and I do enjoy doing it, but I'm like, but I love doing the live podcast. Lots of live podcasts, so that's fun because that's with my friends.
Yeah.
Okay, here we are, episode two. This has never been done before. Night two. So last, it did seem like there was a small amount. The first night there was 20 women, which was, seemed low.
Oh,
and then
it seems like so many.
It did, but normally it's like 30 something.
In the American version, there's like 30?
Yeah.
Oh,
but they cut more. They cut more. They cut more. They'll do like 5 cut at a time.
Oh.
But we got 8 new girls, which is a great twist. And how amazing, how quickly, how territorial. It's like, well, you've been there for one night, so what do you care? Like, there's, it's not like you've really dug in. The old girl, new girl rivalry seemed a little crazy to me. Anna, what did you think?
That shook me a little. I had just wrapped my mind around all these women.
I know,
I was
felt
like,
the
now
same
I
way.
It's just too much.
It was stressful.
But they do that in Australia. They curveball, kickball, kickball. If
they go,
the toilet spins the other way down there.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's on the southern hemisphere.
How did you?
There was a whole Simpsons episode about it.
How did you guys feel about 8 new girls?
Lisa, you go first.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like they set it up like we're all going to hate this because of the way it was set up. They're like, get ready for something terrible to happen. Yeah. The music and then Usher and everything was just like, this is horrible.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it wasn't like bells and like butterflies and puppies. It was bad news.
We knew this was a bad thing. No, we didn't have to make up our minds about it. They made up our minds.
No, the music director really leads you by that. Like, you just like a horse with a bit in your mouth. You're like, oh, I hate them.
Yeah.
How did
you
feel, MK?
I felt that I didn't like them as a batch of people.
Sure.
I don't know. I've already kind of gotten to know the first
group. That's right. You know Helena.
Yeah. I'm such a Helena fan.
We did some research, side note, because MK Bit came back this week. Loving Eleanor even more, and then we did some research. We don't go so deep diving that we find out who won, but we both agree that it did say Chiron on the screen, Eleanor.
Yeah.
But her name is actually Helena.
Yeah. Because I had written it down as Eleanor the first time.
So it's
time,
like Helena Bonham Carter?
Yeah, I think so. H-E-L. I think it's like French, isn't she? She's from Mauritania.
Where is that?
I don't know. I honestly didn't.
I'd never
do that
heard the word
research.
Mauritania.
Well, no, she's from like the Mauritius.
I didn't. I was so distracted by her gown.
Yes. So we think it's Helena.
Helena.
I'm going to call her Eleanor.
She definitely pronounces it Elena.
I'm going to call her Elena. I'm going to call her Elena.
Elena.
So they go, the vibe in the house is very Matt-centric. Emma is dying to go on a date with him. And there's a date card. It's a single date. Hope you like surprises. But we may not speak the same language. And so then we've got a few ladies that speak different languages. We've got Elena. We've got Sagan. And then we've got
China girl.
Megan.
Yeah,
and he goes, and he picks Sagan for the first date. I was happy for her. I was surprised.
I was too.
I thought it was going to be Eleanor.
Yeah, yeah, I did too.
Because he gave Ellie the date card. Yeah. I thought it was going to be Eleanor or Chelsea.
I thought it might. I almost thought it was Emma, but I thought she was acting a little too crazy.
Yeah.
Mystery. No.
I mean, after the first episode, I was like, oh, I do think she is kind of a front runner. Yeah. And then she started like the editing around her started getting more menacing.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, menacing. They're setting her up.
Well, that's what
for sure.
Because it's like he doesn't see that side. So he still sees I'm Emma.
But he did meet and hear her say, my dream has always been to get married.
He's like, I like a girl who knows what she wants.
Wasn't he just being nice, though?
I know, but who knows? Maybe he's attracted to her.
That's got to be an, like, awkward opening, like any, but just like, it, what do you say anyway? Like, what is the right thing to say? Just like,
I would be nervous and do something inappropriate.
Yeah, I can like kind of see, I was like, oh yeah, I could just saying something
no,
so stupid.
I would really put my foot on my mouth. There's no, yeah. I do in life, and when I get nervous anyway, mm-hmm. as I'm about to do in like an hour and a half on the phone, I get nervous and I will say the wrong thing because I panic.
Yeah.
And I'll go, and then I'll be like, I'm Arden. Do you like my mullet skirt?
I feel like we don't ever really know what Matt's feeling because Matt just puts on a cheery face. He puts like a real positive spin on everything.
But it's early. Yeah. It's early. He's so overwhelmed.
Yeah. He's overwhelmed.
It's so unnatural. And he doesn't not used to be on camera. Mm-hmm. There's 30 women that he's about to date. Like, he doesn't want to hurt people's feelings, probably.
Oh, I love him so much.
And he probably has a kind of a boner, like, wait, I get to fuck any of them? You know, like that. Like, they all want to fuck me. Like, it's that. Although, and they don't have fantasy suites in America.
Oh, really?
They're guaranteed to bone probably at least three people for the most part.
Wait, guaranteed?
I mean, you don't have to do it. But, like, some people choose to not. But most people go get at it. And
I would too. He's a dreamboat. He's my type.
I love it. I want that. I want him to pick you in the end.
This episode, he wore glasses for the first time.
Oh my God, he was hot.
Oh,
he was
glasses.
Hello, glasses. He was hot with the glasses.
Whenever he walks into the room, they're all like, oh my God, Matt looks so good. Oh my God, you look so good.
All right, we've never, with you guys, we haven't done our accent test yet.
Ooh,
I have the worst.
Yes, yes.
I'm very bad at Australian accents. So here's how it works. We're going to go around the circle. I will take the first ticket because you'll have more times to hear it.
Mm-hmm. That's nice of you.
And we'll play it. Okay. And I will try to repeat it back. And then she'll play it for you. And then you try to, we can pick which order, which direction we can have it go to Anna or we can have it go to you. Like, it either ends in Anna or MK. But this is what we do. And it's never good for me. But you guys, I feel like, are riggers.
We're voice people, aren't we, Lisa?
Should we have them go first? Yeah, I think they're going to do better. Yeah. I think you guys are going to do better than me. So I think you should go first. MK, you're going to be first.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, so you're going to hear it and you're going to repeat it back. Right. Here we go. This is who?
I forget.
Oh,
I don't know
Nicole.
If she's...
Nicole. Okay, great. Here we go.
Thin lip Nicole.
Okay, great. You got to get them injections, but not too much.
Right. You know, we're all here for the same reason. I'm not here to find a girlfriend. Sorry, girls. Whatever.
We're all here for the same reason. We're not here to make friends. Sorry, girls. I think I messed up the quote.
Do one more time.
One more time.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I don't like it. You know, we're all here for the same reason. I'm not here to find a girlfriend. Sorry, girls. Whatever.
Great. Okay.
All right. No, we're all here for the same reason. Not here to find a girlfriend. Sorry, girls. Whatever.
That's good. That's really good.
So good.
Lisa, do you need to hear it again? Or are you ready?
Let me hear it one more time, please.
All right.
Please.
I don't like it. You know, we're all here for the same reason. I'm not here to find a girlfriend. Sorry, girls. Whatever.
Wait, what do you think of Monique?
Oh, I've got a job.
Okay. We're all here for the same reason. We're not here to find a girlfriend. So, girls, whatever.
That's really,
that's really good.
Good.
That's
really
good.
We've got two very good accent people. All right, Anna, let's hear you.
All right.
I don't like it. You know, we're all here for the same reason. I'm not here to find a girlfriend. Sorry, girls. Whatever.
We're all here for the same reason. We're not here to find a girlfriend. So, girls, whatever.
Oh, that's the best so far. That is the best so far.
Okay, get ready.
Whatever. Sorry, girls. Whatever.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Sorry, for a second, when I was playing it for Lisa, I was just started watching it and forgot to pause it. Can't blame
I don't you. Like it. You know, we're all here for the same reason. I'm not here to find a girlfriend. Sorry, girls. Whatever.
We're all here for the same reason. We're not here to find a girlfriend. So, sorry, girls. Whatever.
Oh, you got that. That is so important in the middle. I think.
Oh, so
that's good.
I feel like we're getting better. Whatever. I feel like we're the JV team now.
That was like Emma doing an impression of Nicole.
Yes, I'm so excited. So Sagan first shows up for her first day. It's an epic first date. There's a helicopter. And she shows up in shoes and a crop top. And she and she said, "You surprised me. You tricked me into marriage." That's right. She surprised him in Farsi. And he's like, "So now I'm going to surprise you. We're not going on it." He's like, "Oh, no, we are.
It's a honeymoon." Yeah. She kept saying that.
Oh, my God. She.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good joke, Maddie.
And then he had his arm on. Like, they had a very intimate helicopter. He had his arm on her leg right away.
Oh, yeah. I wrote that down. I was like, whoa.
They had a sexy chemistry between
I do think she was a good choice for a date.
She was sexy and stunning, and like, she gave a very good first date.
Right.
I think they seem to, they have a good chemistry. Their conversation seems to have a natural flow.
She's wearing a t-shirt that says "Not Today" on it.
I know, I saw that.
Wait.
Oh yeah.
In her like interview.
Yeah.
Oh right.
And then
"Not Today."
But can we also just quickly mention, does Matt know how to fly a goddamn helicopter? Like, I was like, he didn't seem super confident.
He wasn't flying it.
But he like, wasn't he like, no! At one point? I was so confused.
He was too busy feeling her up to fly the helicopter.
They never fly it. Although in the US version, when you come, the new bachelor's a pilot.
Oh.
So they're always just like, people are just like dry humping in the back.
Oh, I feel so dumb that I actually thought he was. I was like, "All right, you're gonna go fly this helicopter, Matt."
It like, would be like pretty Australian.
Yeah, I
they're
do.
Just like,
yeah.
Well, yes, and of course he has a helicopter license.
Yeah. They're very macho. You're like, "Oh, that's where Mad Max." Of course, that's like Mel Gibson.
Right.
Like they're very macho. Mm-hmm. This is probably their least macho.
No, he's an astrophysicist.
Yeah, he's an astrophysicist. I love that they're walking around and they find in the middle of a park a gown and a tuxedo. She got a good date.
Yeah, she did.
She got a very romantic date. And they put it on, and it fit her pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go, and all of a sudden it's dark out and there's an orchestra. And there's lights and she's like, I can see it. And like it was very intimate. And like, who wouldn't fall in love with a hot guy that's put you in a gown and brings you in the middle of this orchestra and like fairy lights? Lisa, thoughts?
Well, I got to say that whole orchestra thing was really weird. Because as they walk up, they're not playing music.
No,
so it's just, do you like it? People with instruments staring at us?
We stumbled upon an orchestra.
She's just like taking in these strangers with instruments.
Yeah.
That are just staring back at them in the woods.
Yeah, it was weird.
But then when the music started playing, I wept.
Did you weep? Did you?
I was alone at a motel in Oregon, okay?
I was teary. I got teary too.
It was a beautiful song.
If that happened to me, I would be wetter than a water park down there.
Cream my jeans.
Wow.
Oh, cream my jeans.
I thought about this though. I was like, this seems like a really fun date for like 20 minutes. And then you're just like, all right. We're watching a symphony for 3 hours. Like, how long were they actually there? That's what
awkward.
I want to know.
Yeah. But then they also have to be like, and stop playing. We need to have a personal discussion. Yeah.
Now, didn't they go somewhere else for the personal discussion?
I thought they just were like, turned to each other.
In front of the orchestra?
I think if it's like just you, the orchestra's playing for you, can you do what you want? And you're just like, all right, let's talk about football.
Yeah. I would have loved if they cut to them. They're both looking at their phones.
You just have
to sit there and just take it in.
I know, I panic. It's like when somebody goes, "Oh, you're a comedian, let me tell you a joke." Yeah. And then they have to, you have to make your face neutral enough to like, and all I could think of is like, please let this be remotely funny. Like, because they're waiting for your reaction, but you have to like listen and seem invested. And it's just panic inducing.
Have you ever had a guy play a song for you?
Yes. Oh.
Well, that happens later in this episode, right?
Oh, yeah, when she comes out with the ukulele.
The ukulele girl.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, "What?" She actually sounded pretty good.
She sounded okay.
This is so...
She sounded fine, but not good. Okay, we'll get there.
Yeah,
okay,
sorry. I'm jumping ahead.
So then they go... So she's been single for 7 years.
Aww.
And she broke up because of family problems. His family didn't accept her.
The mom did not like her. I can feel it. This is like a Shakespeare.
Do you think maybe they weren't Persian? Do you think it was like a Persian, not Persian thing?
I mean,
Or do you think it was a Persian mom who was like, I don't like her?
I don't know if it'd be another Persian mom, because Persian parents are just so fucked. Like, in outside of Iran,
she's
just so happy that you met another Persian person that you can marry. So I don't think
that's what
I.
Yeah,
I think it was maybe like a white mom or some sort of other mom.
That's what I thought.
Just like, because Australia's kind of racist.
Yeah, it is, as we know by the gong that plays every time they talk about China. And they're like, da, 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 da,
and they're like, funny, right?
Yeah,
we're all like,
okay. And then she says, but I know why now. Like, basically, and she's like, you know, it's hard to meet a decent guy you can have a shot with. And then they have their perfect first day, and then there's a rose and a kiss.
Oh, yeah, that's a hot kiss.
She got
it
the first kiss.
It was a hot kiss.
It was a hot kiss.
And you need to know, they talk, apparently making out there is called pashing. So like,
pashing.
Are you going to pash?
That. Yeah.
I did like that.
Did
you
pash?
Yeah, because we learned when somebody goes, she pashed and he dashed, I be devo. Yeah. They also say devo means like I'm devastated. I'm devo. She pashed and he dashed, I be devo.
I would fit right in Australia.
Yeah, you would. You would love it.
Yeah.
All the racism against China.
Like super racist.
Super racist.
If I'd known that, I would have moved there years ago.
So they have the perfect dress. And then she goes back. But so then all of a sudden we see a different side of Sagan.
Yeah.
We see Sagan go back to the house and really lord it over with her rose, gloating. She's got a rose and a pash. It's a combo deal. Multiple kisses. Like, she was really rubbing it in the faces of the gals.
Yeah,
Anna, what
she
did you
was,
think?
You know, because sometimes when the other girls are like, she's really rubbing it in, they could be exaggerating. But
yeah,
like, they kept
she
cutting
was.
To her being like, and then I put my hand down his pants. Like, it was like so aggressive.
Did you see at the very end of that segment, she's like running the rose across her chest?
Like, what are you doing?
But I don't know what is the right answer in that situation.
I think,
like
yes,
what's the right way to act?
We kissed, and I'm not, and then don't go into detail to make everyone
you're not
feel
like,
awkward.
Oh, he's the best. We kissed. That's a power move on purpose.
Yeah, no, she's playing the game. She's trying to make everyone be like, oh, I'm a front runner.
The only thing, sometimes,
yeah, she is for sure.
Sometimes I feel like, but she, I don't know, did she? Sometimes
yes,
she's
did.
Kind of a
no,
little like.
She sucks. She goes, oh, well, I got to keep the dress. Yeah. Lots of touching.
Ugh.
The phrase,
but
lots
like,
of
and
touching.
I got to keep the dress.
Oh, yeah.
She went from being so cool on the date to being so annoying in the house.
I know.
If only Matt could have seen
it. If only Matt could have seen it. Because she sucked in the house.
She sucked in the house.
So then there's a group date. He comes in with glasses. And
oh, they went wild.
So did MK.
Yeah.
MK.
Yeah. Oh, I love
they
it.
To come in with
he's
a
got glasses. Yeah, it's like, are you okay?
He was so hot with glasses. He was hot with glasses.
And this whole time already, Emma's been spiraling. Have
oh,
you noticed
yeah,
this?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We haven't
yeah.
talked about this, but I love that there's just like, I expected there was a cutaway to her, and she's like, if I don't get the first kiss, I thought she was going to say, if I don't get the first kiss with Matt, I will kill myself. I was like, this is set up for her to just.
Wait, what did she say at the end of it?
It was like, if I don't get the first kiss with Matt, I don't know what I'm going to do or
something
like
that. It's
there. And I was like, she's
going to. I'm going to kill one of you, and I'm going to jump off of a fucking rock.
Poor Emma, she's the devil.
She's really.
I feel
they
like
know
when,
it too. They're that's why they're really greasy. And they're they want to melt down, and it's clear who has the mentally fragile person.
Right.
Yeah. Ugh. I like how the when she's spiraling, there's always like another girl who's like the enabler. Who sits and listens.
You're right.
And Emma has Abby.
Yeah.
Abby sits and listens to Emma.
And I don't trust Abby. I don't trust Abby as far as I can throw her.
But Abby plays cool. She's like, I'm not going to, you know, beg for a man. And Emma's like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
You've got a fife.
I still don't trust Abby, but yes.
I don't trust her. I
kind of like her.
But
I like her.
Babe. She's a total
babe. She's a total babe. She's a fox. So then, oh my God. There's a dog above us on the ceiling. It's amazing. Lisa's in heaven. Lisa's that's Lisa's like dream ceiling accoutrement.
Oh, baby. Hi, baby.
So then we have an they go on their date. There's an empty house, and they start playing insane rock music where they have, and the girls come. There's a new like car that drives up, and we hear, go new girls, go new girls, go new girls.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, and so they say to each other, there's eight new women driving up in a car, and then they go, can we just say, a Hummer.
Yeah.
Can we just, and everybody else is in like a Hyundai. And she goes, can we just say,
yeah, why were they in three red Hyundais? Bright red.
That's the Mercedes of Australia.
Three red Hyundais and a Hummer.
Oh my God. And one of the girls, the girls are driving.
Yeah, they're like, take me to the date, please. Oh, thank you, Hyundai. Hyundai. And then they have, and then there's an empty house, there's rock music, and somebody goes, can I, just saying, everybody looks fucking amazing.
Oh, is that like, the girl with the tattoos?
Yeah. And there's like, so then they go, so they come and they like frolic and they're like running in as if like, oh, we're best friends. And then the group date, they're doing archery. And he goes, it's a cracker of a group day.
Matt is such a nerd.
Yeah, I feel like I have a good visual of
marry
Matt.
Me.
I feel like I channel Matt. I channel Matt well.
Yeah. I wish your listeners could see. Yeah,
I got a real cracker of a first day.
Yeah.
He does this thing where he like tips his forehead too far in and he's just like, all right, we're here, son.
You're like rock hard at home watching watching it on your computer.
The nerdier the guy, the better.
Oh, I think it's on that group date where I started to kind of lose my interest in Matt.
Why?
I'm like, this guy is kind of a dork. Like, he's just too excited about this group date.
I felt the same way.
I actually felt like, I felt like he was getting off on the fact that like, these are all mine. These are all my harem. Look at all the women.
Yeah.
It's how it's set up. Yeah. It's like all these women competing. It's an unappealing dynamic.
Yeah.
Just wait till we get to the Bachelorette though, and there's like 30 guys competing for girls.
I'm see so fascinated to see that.
You're going to love it. Because the guys also bond with each other.
Do they, are they more chill or are they more like they get backstabby? Or
no, they
like...
get, they're more like, would you say, Matt? Like, there's weird psychos that are like, I'm going to protect her. And then they like, then there's like, man, there's bromances, but then there's also like, they're kind of catty. They like he said, like,
throw each other in the
bus. Because it's usually, because it'll also be like, it'll be some reject from here that becomes a Bachelorette. Like, it'll be the equivalent of like a, whatever, a Sagand or a Emma or a Ellie or whatever. And then there'll probably be some gossip in the news about them. And so then he'll be like, he was talking about how Ellie fucked a guy on the beach. Like they'll like, they'll like throw somebody that says like stuff they read online about her because it's not a fresh person. Anyway, so we're back. We're on the group date. They're doing archery. And then Osher, they go date over Osher. So, yeah, the archery thing, I didn't get it. And then
they weren't paying enough attention to it because they kept cutting to the other girls.
And then somebody says it's like a bad batch of shit cake. They were watching. We just got right to the rose ceremony where they watched the eight new girls arrive. Like, it was the weirdest episode.
Also, that archery, they had like painted marshmallows at the end of
You're
like,
right.
That was something weird.
That was
about
weird.
It wasn't actually marshmallows, but it wasn't like real archery.
They always make them, the Australian version, they always make them compete physically.
Physically.
You like, must prove yourself.
That you are really sporty.
To be my wife.
That it's you like, could be like a mogul skier and like you could shoot ski shooter. Like, it's just, it's very.
It's like the strongest wins.
Yeah. And they did. The pregnant woman was the strongest.
The pregnant? Woman?
The woman that married and like the woman who's having a baby with Maddie J was like sporty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The pregnant woman. And my thing is,
she
I'm
was
pregnant.
A little skydiving.
I'm pregnant, but that doesn't mean I can't fly a plane, assholes.
Yeah.
So the date's over. They're bad patches. Oh, they get out the popcorn and they're watching the worst movie ever. It's like a horror story. Their first up is Julia. She's a children's entertainer. She comes in with a ukulele.
Such bad like professions.
Oh my God.
China researcher, children's entertainer. Like, what does that mean?
Lisa got used to, she did a one time where she worked at a children's party and she was dressed as like an elf and the mouth was down near her crotch and of the face, it was like a face and the children kept kissing her mouth. Like in her crotch and hugging her crotch.
It's hard for people to visualize that thing. It's like a big head costume of an elf. So my face was in the elf's hat.
Uh-huh.
So the elf's face was right around my crotch area.
And they kept like kissing it.
So the children were like hugging it and kissing the elf's face, which, and you know, and I just had, so I had my hands on the, you know, like patting them.
That's yeah, so they're like, okay, thing. Okay. So she's a children's entertainer. She's got a ukulele and she songs, and they're like, she looks amazing, right? And like, she was, her voice was fine, but it wasn't that great. It was fine.
This was when I have started to fall in love with Rachel.
The lips. Like,
the
lips.
Big lips. Because yeah. She says, she's and so I quote, bitchy. I hope there's no singers because looks like you got some competition. Yeah. It is just so funny to me, and I don't know.
Because she wasn't even that good, and she just looks, she's so, she came in like, I know, I'm caught. And then she's like, fuck them! Like, she's so easily threatened, as was Nicole.
Whatever you have to do to get screen time. Yeah. Meanwhile, she's wearing a wedding dress.
Yes! Oh my God, you're right!
She's so with funny
her,
to me.
She brought her friend to do a wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of think she's in on the joke about herself, though. I think she's kind of trying to be funny. Like,
that's
she has
a long
some
way to go.
Funny.
To get those
I don't
injections.
Know. Maybe, yeah. Those injections are ridiculous.
Her injections are insane. The bottom lip. Yeah. The bottom lip.
What is her job?
I don't think she has a job.
You're right. What am I asking?
Yeah, but she in was the beginning.
Also, yeah, go ahead.
In the beginning, she said she didn't even think Matt was that
good
looking.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She's like, he's not even that hot.
Yeah, she's like, he better have money. What does he do? Yeah. What?
Yeah. So they're sitting on the couch.
And watching. They're watching, and then the next one that came up was like boobs and blonde, and she's a lingerie designer because she loves wearing lingerie. She loves Monique. And what was so great was the insane people, like, she looks familiar, and then Nicole, who's so crazy, goes, she looks like me. It's like, no, she doesn't.
No, I'm she's like losing my mind. I was like, is she your actual twin, or are you just saying that? And then I was like, no,
you're just
crazy.
Flattering yourself because you think she's hot.
Yeah, she looks like me.
And that's like me saying like Claudia Schiffer looks like me.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, she looks.
Gigi Hadid. She did. She said it so matter of factly, like that's exactly what everyone else was thinking. Right. No, like, no one even remembers you.
She has huge tits. She's got gigantic lips. Like you don't have either of those. Like,
remember Nicole said she's got boobs. I don't have boobs.
She doesn't.
She said she looked down.
Yeah. I don't have. Can I have more, please, Father? I want more, please, sir. Can I have my boobs? She looked like she just realized it. She was so bummed about it.
She looked nothing like
Matt. And then she said that, and they cut away to Matt as she's walking up, as the new girl's walking up, and Matt kind of, they do, you just see that as like a very quick, like.
Well, I like that they kind of tried to give like direct threats to some people, which was fun. So then we have, so she loves, she's the boob, she loves boxing. She did some boxing moves.
There's always the thing, old 1-2 super, punch. Super hot girls do like, I know I look like this. But I'm a tomboy.
I know.
Fuck you.
Yeah, they all do that.
Get out of here.
So then we have somebody pulls out a stethoscope. Is that the cheerleader? And it says, I know what the heart wants. Who had the stethoscope? No.
No, the cheerleader was just her own thing.
Who did this? Somebody had a stethoscope and said, I know what the heart wants.
One of the ugly new girls.
Yeah, the other one.
Are they putting her hand on my husband?
My
future husband.
That was Mary, right?
Mary. We haven't even talked about
Mary. Mary's a riot.
Mary really started to bloom in episode 2. Yes. Mary is going to be our new, who was in love with Jules?
Oh,
Alicia. Mary is Alicia.
Yeah.
Because she's funny, the producers are going to know they can go to her for some like sassy comment. They're going to keep Mary around at least to like the final 8. But she'll make it to paradise. Mary's for sure going to paradise because she's fun and she's trouble.
What do you think her accent is?
I have no idea.
I know. Didn't she say she's Brazilian?
Is she?
Oh. I think she's Brazilian.
She taught him a dance in the beginning, remember?
Yeah.
I can't vaguely remember.
Yeah, I was trying to remember.
Brazilian.
Because I started to notice her.
I think she did say
her.
Brazilian, and it didn't. I was like, is that a Brazilian accent?
Yeah.
No, it's Portuguese. Well, yeah, it's Portuguese.
So maybe she is Portuguese Australian. Maybe it's like, I've been in Australia for a while. Maybe it's like the combo. It's
They'll throw her voice over in all ways.
She's Alicia.
Her.
Yeah.
Because she's a fun guy.
Hilarious.
She's hilarious.
There's something I can't figure out about Emma's voice, too, that doesn't seem quite right.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
The madness.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like there's
insane.
Something madness. Like kind of American. Like she's trying to be American.
Oh, wait. Wasn't there one British one?
Yeah, there's somebody that's British, but I can't separate them between.
I love
when
somebody
accents.
Else said I love your accent, and I thought, aren't you all just Australian? Yeah. Like all I hear is like an accent.
But
I can't.
We don't know because to them it's so like regionally based.
I know.
They're like, yeah. Oh, you're from here, and we're like,
yeah.
We just make fun of them.
I know. Well, we can't. Well, honestly, I can't believe my ear is so bad that I can't. Like, it's taken how many seasons to even come close to even sounding bad at it?
Well, it's because you lose it, you know, when you stop listening.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So then we have the cheerleader comes up, Nikki. I felt sad for her. She was cute. Cheerleader.
What are you?
I mean, I felt sad for her.
Throw
she's not
her
gonna...
off the ship immediately.
She was.
Vote it
I
off.
I agree. I was like, that much energy in a person is so off-putting.
I felt badly for her. I felt like in another world I could be Nikki. I felt I wanted to.
We could all be Nikki.
I wanted
sure.
to put my arms around Nikki. I felt like there was a side. I mean, I'm not going to be that perky, but like there's a side of me that could have been Nikki. I felt mm-hmm. bad about it. I was just putting on lip balm. Then we have.
She showed her butt. They were all. They were really upset about that.
Yeah. No. They are very much more. Prudish over in Australia. They get very upset about kissing or like they are very the last guy two ago Maddie was very weird about kissing.
Yeah.
So then we have another Persian woman comes up and he goes she kept saying over and over I'm Matt's favorite Persian princess.
This was
Dinash. Thoughts Anna, let's hear about this. What is this? And she had fairy floss. And
I don't love fairy floss personally. Interesting choice to bring.
What is it?
It's just what
like I, sticky taffy?
Yeah, but like it's like
extra
very
sticky?
Like cotton candy.
It's like it's like cotton candy, but like stickier and more like gunky.
Like taffy cotton candy.
Yeah, something like that.
I want to eat it.
But it looks almost savory in a weird way. I don't know. It's very Persian desserts aren't made for. Humans.
The bad chalk.
So it's all like chalk.
So wait a minute. So when Sagand kept was the thing. I'm over and over. I'm his favorite Persian princess.
That was horrible.
Did she have like some? I feel like she had some like weird like sort of dirty things she was playing out in her brain. Like some weird.
It's clearly like they're like we need an over the top Persian and we need to tokenize her aggressively. And then one of the producers like you need to be that role. And she's like, don't worry, I got this. And then like
yeah.
them all like tokenizing themselves, being like, it's me, I'm the one. And it's
right.
like, or you could have a personality.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You could just be yourself.
And by the way, she was charming on her first date. So it's like, actually, sorry, you okay, Tana? It's like, slow your roll. Yeah. Like, have a little confidence that you actually gave a really good first date.
Yeah.
So like, just calm it down a little bit.
It's wild to see one Persian girl threatened by another because that's been my whole life. But
is that accurate?
The thing is, I'm too like much of a weirdo black goat that I've never like taken
black
part
goat.
In that.
I like that rather than black sheep. I like black goat.
I've seen it within like family and friends and stuff like that. Like it's such a competitive culture already. Like
right.
you want to be the best. You want to be the one the parents brag about.
Right.
to a
right.
point where you're like, okay, I'll become the podcast producer so no one talks about me.
Right.
From the outside though, I'm like, oh, I want you guys to be friends so bad.
Me too.
I want you guys to love each other.
Me too.
They could be friends.
I know. But I felt like
Dinesh was cool.
Me
I know
too.
She, there wasn't yes. a whole lot with her. And
no,
then,
but she was sweet. I liked her. I actually, jumping ahead, I was sad that he let her go. I thought, even as far as a producer goes, you want the drama of like Sagand losing her mind. Like
wait,
that's
she left?
Yeah, he didn't keep her that night. He got rid of her the first night.
Sagand distracted her so she couldn't talk to him.
Yes.
She wasn't as pretty as Sagand.
Sagand's a fox. Yeah. But like as a producer, you wanna like keep somebody to antagonize Sagand, who's clearly a front runner.
Yeah.
It's more fun to watch her lose her mind.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
Like that's a fun storyline for a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
But I think they knew.
It almost felt like she was starting to appropriate her own culture in a weird way.
Right.
Like I was
being like, are you Persian? You're being really intense. Like, the amount of times, also the fact that they always call it Persian and they never acknowledge that it's Iranian or like Farsi. They'll be like, she speaks Persian.
I know.
And you're like, okay.
One person said Farsi. It's one point in time somebody said Farsi.
And they say, they say Chinese more than they say Mandarin.
Yeah.
They kept saying that.
I think it's just a very racist country. And this is pretty wild for them to have a Persian. And then to have two Persians.
An old and a new.
I also think it's a much less politically correct country than our country is. I think
they're way behind.
Yeah. When were you in Australia?
I was there in 2003.
What was your experience like overall, like the culture vibe?
Fun fact, when you asked me to do this, my first gay romance was with an Australian guy.
In America, or in Australia? That's exciting. Was he hot?
He was very handsome, yeah.
Of course he was. Yeah. Not as cute as
you. That's hot. Nobody's as cute as you.
Oh, stop it.
Not as cute as you. Oh my God, you're the catch of the county.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm doing this podcast, for the compliments.
Oh my God, you must get hit on all the time.
I
do. You do. You do.
Do you?
You have to.
I don't. I get, you know what happens to me is sometimes women don't assume I'm gay. I don't necessarily have just like walking down the street. So it is like kind of weird to me when I don't even get it anymore. Like I was doing a show at a comedy club and the ticket lady, she's like, I was filling in on a feature. This is a dumb comedy story. I was filling in on a feature spot. They didn't have the right picture up. The lady, I walk up. I'm like, I'm on the show. And she's just like, what?
Oh, okay.
Like she was looking at us like, and I was like,
oh,
yeah, I don't care. You don't need to put my picture up. She's like, no, I have to have a picture of you.
Okay.
And I was like,
okay.
I was I was kind of getting frustrated with her because I'm like, what are you? I don't know what you're.
I
walk away, and my friend that was with me, he's like, "No, she was like obsessed with you. She was love with you." And I was like, "What? Me?
Right.
I'm just the idiot that's. I'm not even headlining.
Right.
Yeah.
You're cool. I need photographic evidence of this gene pool.
I feel like I'm patting myself on the back.
No, you're not. I brought it up.
I need to hang out with. I need more gay friends. So listeners, let me. No, I don't. Great. I need more gay pals to hang out with. I do too much stand up.
Well, I think you're the catch of the county, and who wouldn't want to date you?
Okay.
So then we have.
Edit this out.
Okay, great. Then we have Monique steals him first, and Nicole is so threatened, and she says, "I've got a doppelganger," and it's like, no, you don't.
Oh, that she won't let that go.
That's like, oh my God, guys, Gigi Hadid is here. Everybody thinks that's me. Like, how crazy are you? That's like a crazy statement.
Monique's got something weird going on her brow, like between her eyebrows.
Yes, she does. I saw that.
What is that?
I think it's Botox or filler gone, like starting to run around.
Ooh.
I think it's one of them that's like made a run for it and is like moving. It's moving.
She has like one sort of crooked 11 line.
I noticed it after, in particular, after they were jogging or playing that game. I noticed that I think maybe she'd been jogging around and I felt like maybe she'd been like holding her face in a facial expression that like it had been like frozen not to do. And then it's like the plate tectonics shifted.
Oh, no.
And then there was like a crack in the pavement.
Is that how that works?
I mean, I don't think it's supposed to.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's the ideal version. I think that's maybe she did like a Groupon, you know, like maybe it was low budge.
Aussie Groupon.
Because I remember back in the day, I used to watch the Food Network and there was a judge who I loved, but she had bad Botox and it was like a heavy brow and it was almost like a brow over the brow.
Oh.
But it's not usually this way. It was like two, it was almost like a lump of a brow and then like a lump of, it was like a brow on a brow.
Like a Star Trek look.
Like a Star Trek. Like a heavy Star Trek look.
A Cardassian.
That's so funny. Just a brow and a brow.
I could show you photos of it later on.
I was like, girlfriend needs frownies.
Yeah, she does. So then we have, Sigund says, I'm going to steal my Persian friend. We bonded. We bonded like crazy. I'm Matt's favorite Persian girl. I'm like, it's just crazy. And then Emma starts spinning out. She's in a panic. Oh, we have another accent. 4320. Don't want to sound like a bitch. She said it like 18 times. I don't want to sound like a bitch.
That was a person
like a robot.
This
when
is it, 4320.
Yeah. Yes. It's like Sarah Jessica Parker and Hocus Pocus. A bitch, a bitch, a bitch.
Yes.
And who was sitting there listening
Abby.
To her? Abby.
And then she says, the new girls are going to ruin everything. And then she goes, you want to know what's for dinner? The old girls.
That's I what... did like that line, yeah. though. I'm not going to lie. I yeah. was like, oh, I kind of like the new
who
girls.
Who had that line, Emma?
It was one of the new girls, right?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
The new
yeah.
girls. The old
and by the way, they did well at the rose ceremony.
They did.
They did. The new girls actually like held their ground. He kept tattoos. I was surprised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's hear 4320. Don't want to sound like a bitch.
They've had like 5-10 minutes with him. Mm. I'm starting to see some true personalities come out.
Me too.
I don't want to sound like a bitch. I don't want to sound like a bitch. Like, I really, really don't want to sound like a bitch. But
did she really say that?
Yeah. Kind
of okay, that's
it was,
fucking
it was like
crazy.
A manic. I don't want to sound like a bitch. I didn't want to sound like a bitch.
But the last really bit, she's like, bitch.
I don't want to sound like a bitch. I don't want to sound like a bitch. I mean, I really, really don't want to sound like a bitch. That's crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah, that sounds like a bitch.
There was like some darkness going on behind that.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah.
And her face is like really.
It was contorting.
Yeah,
scary.
There's like a little like. Yeah. And like poor Abby's been cornered.
I know. Abby's face right here. She's like, uh-huh.
Abby's a fox.
Abby. I didn't Abby. Like her hair that night though.
No, she's a fox. She's a fox.
A babe.
She's got nice skin and beautiful eyes. Do you think those are contacts or real?
Her eyes are aquamarine.
We're nearing the end of this episode. So the new Persian princess, gone.
See ya.
She's gone. That was upsetting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I kind of want her to stay because Sagan would have slowly lost her
I
mind.
Wanted to see at least one more episode with Sagan losing her mind.
Also, the other Persian girl seemed really chill. I was like, why don't we switch around?
I liked her. She wasn't as beautiful as Sagan, but like she seemed more like down to earth. And she was also like 35. So
oh, was she?
Yeah, she was more of an adult. I don't know how old he is, and I don't want you to Google it because you might find out things about him.
Oh, so they say all the women's ages, but not the
they
bachelor?
Probably
they
did.
Did.
I just
at the beginning.
There's so much to write down.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so we're two episodes in. We still haven't seen our girl, Elena.
I want
Where
her.
Is she?
I want more from her. But I think she has a long game going. And maybe like not. Maybe at this point she's not even intentionally about it. But I think like we all see how like she's stunning, right? Like she is. She has like a.
She's stunning.
She's stunning.
And their
and
first
I'm like,
connection, right? I mean, I was like, oh, game over when she got out of the limo and their chat. I was like, this is it.
And I think it's a good sign that even though she hasn't had any like major things happen yet, we're still talking about her.
Now that happened with Maddie J. There was a girl first woman out of the limo was that stunning woman who eventually beat him at tennis and he couldn't get over it.
Oh,
she was
God.
Like a tall blonde woman.
This
Do you remember her?
Like a monster.
She was so pretty and she beat him at tennis and he didn't like it. Do you remember that?
No.
She was like a tennis player.
But I think she also shot herself in the foot later on because she was like, I see him kind of more like a brother.
But I felt like in the beginning of that episode, just like this one, they look kind of similar as Elena and like they had chemistry. I was like, oh, she's it. She was in that red jumpsuit and like we never really got any screen time with her.
Oh, that's right. Interesting.
Guys, overall, how much are you enjoying this?
I'm loving it.
Will you come back next week and join me for episode 3?
Yeah.
Of course.
Is this getting you through your holiday season?
No. Ugh. You know it.
I mean, how long does it go on?
It's 15 episodes. 14 or 15.
That makes
15.
Me so happy.
That sounds like about 40, not enough.
Yes.
How long has The Bachelor been on as a series?
Since like 2001.
Wow.
What?
I think like 2000.
No, I think 1999.
Was it?
Season. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Remember that Alex Miller?
I met him once.
I remember you said that.
That's vintage.
But in
that's
Australia,
20 years.
This is only the seventh season.
Yeah, 20 years. 20 years. This is the seventh season.
But aren't
in
they
Australia.
Doing like more than one season now per year?
Well, yeah,
no,
they
go Bachelorette Paradise. Which is the best.
And that's 1 year of that, program.
And it goes from January through Labor Day. Here's what I'm going to explain to you. Here's what you're going to love. So we're going to start with, get ready. So it's going to go, so this guy had his heart broken. It's usually like the third runner-up because they don't like the immediate runner-up because it's too, they want to believe that you're so heartbroken you couldn't possibly get back in the game. So it's usually like the second or third, like number three. So he's a pilot. And they always, particularly for the men, pick very vanilla, very safe choices. For America, they pick. So he's a very sweet vanilla pilot. So then we'll get. And unfortunately, now the world, like starting last year, it became. It never was like this. But last time they started with a lot of pageant girls in who had never. And there was always like feuds from like Miss USA and stuff. So that was sort of boring. And I fear we'll have more pageant gals. Then whoever's sort of the third runner up for that. a nice vanilla lady, usually, mm-hmm. will be the bachelorette. And then you get the guys. And then you get Paradise is like a, it's like musical chairs of the leftovers. So you get, you, but it's everybody wants to be on Paradise because you're in Mexico and you have to be paired off to stay. It's like dirty round robin and they keep adding people in each week. So let's say we're in love and you've been giving me your rose and you have to have a rose to stay. And then like week three, Lisa comes in and you're like, I've been waiting for Lisa. Like, and all of a sudden, like, we've been together, but then like each
Dirty.
Yeah. And then so some weeks they add in women and then some weeks they add in men and then it rotates who has the power. Like some weeks the guys give the roses and then so there's like more guys than girls or like so it's
an audience votes, right?
No, they pick off, you have to be coupled up to stay. So like but like, well, who am I gonna get the rose from? Like, okay, so like MK's like gonna go for Lisa now, so I need a rose in order to stay. And even though we've been like dry humping on like a day bed, I gotta go find a rose from Ace. Ace is gonna give me, you know, like,
yeah.
So it's really fun. Has
there been any like honest, long lasting relationships?
We've got babies. There's got lots of the main ones that people really fall in love from are the Paradise ones because they're actually together for like a month with no cell phones and they're all together. Mm. From this, it's harder because they're like, you go on a couple of dates, you know, and you're in the mansion. At least in Mexico, you're all at the same hotel. And
right.
Well, that's why Maddie decided to go on because he said there's you can't deny the science of it. There's a high rate of success.
Well, the two guy, he just had a baby with the girl. Like they're engaged and they just had a baby.
What about the couple we saw at the haunted house trail?
They just got married.
They did?
Yeah, Ashley, I, and Jared. They just got married.
You saw them at a haunted house?
Yeah, we did. And they... Yeah, Lance Bass invited us to this haunted house trail, and we saw they were pumpkins carved like Louis Vuitton symbols, and
oh my god!
And they had like Kim and Kanye pumpkins carved.
That's right.
That was crazy. Like Gucci pumpkins. It was so Lisa.
Yeah, it was right up my alley. And guess what? They weren't real pumpkins.
No, they were plastic. They just like plugged in.
But that was such a strange. We drove for hours,
and my toe was broken, but we hobbled around. Limping. And then I frightened Ashley and Jared. Remember how freaked out they were? And you took a picture of them looking frightened, and me like trying to explain that. Like,
did you say
no.
you had a podcast?
No.
Do they know? I mean,
I freaked out. I'm like, oh my god! Yeah. Like,
I didn't know who they were.
I freaked out and then I panicked and I like tried to start like name dropping like all the contestants I know. And then I feel like I gave a couple of my IMDb credits to like the saddest, like, no, like I was on Chelsea Lately or something, like some desperate. And like the more I said, the more they like were backing away.
They were backing away. They didn't understand.
This is like
your
opening ceremony, getting out and
putting
your foot in your mouth.
I panic. Yeah. I quite honestly, I have such social anxiety that like the way I make friends is I invite people I like to do the podcast with me, and that's how I get to know you better. Yeah. And then I'll be relaxed with you in the real world, but I wouldn't normally be. Well, everybody, leave it on the field. Don't forget to follow MK Paulsen, PAULSEN, mm-hmm. and Lisa Delarios, as it sounds, on Instagram. I'm Arda Marine. We appreciate you guys, and we'll be back next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Woo, woo.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts,
the medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
She's breathing right now? Yes, she's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.